Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Don't go around tonight, but if you finally take your dad, there's a bad moon on the right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Crew. Tuesday, October 7th. 2025, episode 1756. The whole gang is here today.
We're here. John, happy Tuesday.
John, the voice you're hearing is Dalton.
That's me.
And then, of course, the old sage himself, Brian Barrett.
Kiss my grits!
Okay. Nice greeting.
Good morning.
It's fall break week.
Is it really?
Nobody's listening this morning, so
we can say whatever we want.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
No, that is not the case, but that's the listening audience.
I'm going to say a dirty word. Poop.
We're off the air before we even get started. MTSU fall break is this Saturday, October 11th, Tuesday, October 14th. And no high school sports this week due to fall break. I am so disappointed.
Are you? Why are you smiling?
I have nothing to do this
you
weekend.
You said that. You said I'm disappointed and the sides of your lips curled up like the Grinch.
Which is why we're going to have a four-day weekend with no coaches show. We're going to take a couple of days at the end of the week.
I am so excited for no coaches show. I'm so excited.
Now, the coaches are going to think you've got something against them.
No,
it's not the coaches
them.
All.
No, it's him, really.
It's him. Why?
I don't know. Look at him.
MTSU football hosts Missouri State tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Ooh.
Airtime. This weekend, Tennessee hosts Arkansas. Vanderbilt is off. And the Titans are at Las Vegas. And it's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, is it really?
It's Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
I've got something I found on YouTube I want to share with you, John. Because you're going to love that I'm watching this. You probably won't watch it yourself, but you're going to love that I'm watching this. A YouTube video popped up on my, like, Explore page, whatever. And it was 42 hours long. It's a 42-hour YouTube video. And I'm like, what is this? I saw the time before I saw anything else. And it is an entire exhaustive episode-by-episode commentary and, like, review of every episode of the entire TV universe of the Beverly Hillbillies. And it's just this
guy. I would have stopped right then.
It's this guy in like his 60s, and he's going episode by episode through. I'm like 5 hours in. So we got through the first season of Beverly Hillbillies, and now we're about halfway through the first season of Petticoat Junction.
Oh, wow.
And so, and what's the, there's one more show, isn't there?
Green Acres.
Yeah, he'll do that one throughout too. But he's doing them in order, like broadcast order of when they came out. It is the most, and the guy's voice is pretty, like, he's good. It's a well-made video. I guess it has to be if it's 42 hours long.
Wow, but, you can just rejoin it, though, anytime you want to.
Yeah, it's good background noise. You put it on while you're working on something, you know?
40, that's hard to believe.
But those first few seasons are all public domain, so it's basically just the whole episode. He just comes in every now and then to talk.
Does he critique it?
Is that he reviews each episode, and he's like, this is one of the better ones, and like talks about characters and stuff. Between each season, he gives a history of like the cast of each show. Like, he's like, well, this was their life up to this point and whatever. It's very interesting, actually.
So we could have every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Big GTV, the Beverly Hillbillies?
In theory, yeah.
You know what's strange about all those shows, those older shows? The black and white episodes of all these shows are always better than the color episodes.
I've not made it to color yet. We're still in.
I mean, you take Andy Griffith. First 5 years, awesome. Still played on MeTV. Mm. They don't even show the color episodes without Barney. I mean, they don't even show them.
Really?
Yeah, they just show the black and white ones. Dick Van Dyke was all black and white, so they were all good. Petticoat Junction was good when it was in black and white. They went to color, it kind of lost something. I don't know. It's really strange how that worked. Beverly Hillbillies' first year was good.
I watched when the Today Show had their black and white set, and then they walked over to the color set and turned it on, and then, you know, the new host and the new set and all color and stuff. I mean, every station made a big deal of going color.
I know. And it made Bonanza. It made that show.
And this is the official announcement. Big G TV's going color next week.
We're brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open in Middle Tennessee at MLK Junior Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans at prices up to 70% off retail. Start thrifting today. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. It's time to take that look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms still possible. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs get into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
A comeback win at Jacksonville for the Jaguars on Monday Night Football, edging Kansas City 31-28 on a touchdown with under 30 seconds left. KC had just taken the lead with under 2 minutes to go. Patrick Mahomes in defeat with one TD run, one touchdown pass, and one key interception that was returned 99 yards for a score by Devin Lloyd. The Chargers are placing first-round running back Omarion Hampton on injured reserve with a bad ankle. Patriots running back Antonio Gibson is out for the year with a torn ACL. Colts kicker Spencer Schrader is out for the season with a torn ACL and MCL. To Major League Baseball in the division series, Milwaukee leads 2-0 in its best of five after beating the Cubs again 7-3. The Brewers hit 3 homers. The Dodgers are up 2-0 after winning at Philadelphia again 4-3. LA scored 4 in the 7th to save Hiroki Sasaki.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour. I got hit and I didn't even say anything yet. 21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew on this Taco Tuesday. And it is time to tell you that we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. Track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime. Our song of the day today. misrepresented song lyrics, which he keeps putting that on there, but it's really misunderstood songs. The lyrics are misunderstood.
We thought it was misunderstood, but it's like the lyrics are
misrepresented.
That's what we landed on.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the easiest
way
to say it.
So that correction was made.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. Misunderstood as a drug reference to LSD, it's actually about, inspired by John Lennon's son, drawing of a classmate.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I knew
thought it was about LSD.
Yeah. I thought that's the part that was, thought it should have been reversed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD.
Right.
So I guess that's why they thought
it. Well, we thought it was, they said it was about a kid drawing, but it was really LSD, but it's the other way around.
Apparently that little boy drew a girl named Lucy in the sky, and there were some diamonds there.
John Lennon didn't write anything about LSD. Okay.
maybe they go hand in hand.
That song might not have been, but yeah. Anyway.
He may have named her Lucy on purpose.
Oh, gee. You guys just kill me sometimes. The staff at America's Thrift Stores is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for their successful grand opening, and we welcome them to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Birthdays, anniversaries, don't forget those. We're taking those for the 7th day of October. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450. Want to say happy birthday to Teenie Fitzpatrick. She calls us a couple of times a day to get the weather forecast. So happy birthday
from
to her
Rutherford
today.
Weather.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
We plugged five different things during that one thing. Okay, go ahead.
Well, today is a day that you really need to learn a thing or two about. It's International Day of Peaceful Communication.
Peaceful communication?
That's the holiday.
Kiss my grit!
So I vow from here on out to have peaceful communication through the rest of the show.
Whatever.
You two are...
See, that was not peaceful communication.
No, it wasn't at all. It was antagonistic.
What am I?
I'm a little hurt because I got accused of something this week. Well,
really?
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
You accused him of something?
I did.
Oh,
I was
geez.
Partially correct in that.
Can't we all just get along? We'll find out.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Hey folks, it's time for another Dewdrop Jamboree on Saturday, July 23rd at 6 p.m. in the Washington Theater at Patterson Park. It's going to be a great show featuring young recording artists Macy Tabor and Hunter Lott. You don't want to miss this show. The doors open at 5:30 and the show starts at 6 p.m. It's still only $10 at the door and $5 for children. We'll see you this coming Saturday night, July 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Washington Theater for the next Dewdrop Jamboree.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dunley. A Claiborne County man has been indicted for attempted second-degree murder after a brutal assault in Hancock County. The TBI says Colby Seals got into a fight on Main Street on August 24th and continued striking the victim even after he lost consciousness. At the request of the district attorney, the TBI launched that investigation. A Hancock County grand jury returned the indictment on Monday. Seals was arrested and later released on a $100,000 bond. After nearly five decades, a 1978 cold case victim found in Laverne has finally been identified. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says a private DNA lab confirmed the victim is Jesse Lee Williamson, a 52-year-old man from Florida. Williamson was found with multiple gunshot wounds and burns at Pool Knobs Recreation Area. The breakthrough came after DNA evidence from a niece in North Carolina matched. Authorities are still searching for his killer. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
The American Red Cross is hitting the streets across Tennessee this October, installing free smoke alarms and sharing fire safety tips as part of its Sound the Alarm campaign. Volunteers will canvass neighborhoods in places like Columbia, Smyrna, and Goodlettsville, aiming to reduce fire deaths, which claim 7 lives a day nationwide. Events run through October 11th through the 18th, and to volunteer or learn more, visit redcross.org. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I like that little opening right there. I can see Brian in his third grade class
taming
playing,
a snake,
playing the recorder. I hated recorder lessons. Hated them.
I never took them.
Never did that. They made us take them, didn't they?
Oh yeah.
You know, you had that was part of music.
I remember you had
to spend money to buy. You know, you had to buy your own recorder.
That was $3.
I know.
Mine was brown. Gross.
I guess that wasn't part of the.
I had a black one. It was pretty cool.
I guess that wasn't part of the music curriculum at Wilson Elementary.
I guess not.
Well, it was at Walter Hill in the early 80s.
Well, we had music teacher at Walter Hill, Wilson Elementary.
We just never had to buy a recorder.
Yeah. They kind of got away from it.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe you did that. You said, we will not be doing recorder lessons because I hated them.
No, I didn't do that. My job was to teach you how to spell or something like
multiply.
That. Multiply, yeah.
Multiplication tables. And I still don't know them, so you didn't do a very good job.
And spelling is shaky too, by the way, just to be honest.
I was so into that too. Dalton Barrett, please come to the office.
Yeah, I know now. I didn't know then, but I know now you were just laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Let go of that.
I wasn't trying to teach you multiplication. I just wanted you to have the embarrassment of knowing
Dalton
that
Barrett,
you were coming
in. Please come to the front office to learn your multiplication
tables.
That's
what I should have said.
And then you just went,
That's what I should have said, that's for sure. Okay, tell me a little story. You said you got your feelings hurt, or?
I did. So Wednesdays, on Wednesday evenings, my loving father takes care of his granddaughter.
I've never heard that description.
Well, he loves her, not me.
Okay, yeah.
His granddaughter. And so drop her off, get him the bag, make sure everything, you know, all the milk and clothes and whatever is in there so he can take it. And Megan comes to pick her up later, and I get home from church that night, like 11 o'clock, and Megan says, so your dad had a problem. I was like, oh, what happened? He goes, well, Lena had a pretty big blowout in her diaper. And he didn't have any diapers in the bag.
Ooh.
And he said...
Well, no, I got diapers before the blowout. Those were two separate things that happened. So,
sorry. But
anyway.
Well, the part that hurt my feelings is what we're getting to. He said, he reached through the bag and he said, and Dad's in a lot of trouble because he didn't send me with any diapers. But I did. I just did it 2 weeks ago when I gave him an entire box, an entire pack of diapers. Probably 20, 30 diapers.
Did he know they were there?
He forgot he had them.
Oh, well.
But what hurt my feelings is that he said
forgetful.
He said I was going to get in trouble. I'm a grown man.
I actually said I don't want him to get in trouble with you, but there were no diapers in the diaper bag.
And what did she say?
And then Megan said, I think we put some in that box. And I said, you know what? I forgot to even check. I wanted to make sure I had diapers, so I just ran to Walgreens and bought some. And I looked, and they were there.
Her recollection of the story is different.
Well, he has a tendency to change the story as he goes.
Her recollection was, I told him, I said, I think we sent you some diapers. And he said, no, I don't have any.
I said I didn't remember it in the box, but, you know.
But it hurt my feelings that he said I was in trouble because I'm an adult. He can't ground me anymore.
No, not in trouble with me, in trouble with her. Because I know every time I mention that, well, there was no burp cloth today or I didn't have any wet wipes, which has happened. That you get in trouble. Not with me.
We're in a delicate moment because we're sizing up in diapers. And so we're trying not to open boxes that we don't need.
And how does this make you feel, Brian?
Well, there
that you hurt your son.
Always two sides to one story.
And how did that make you feel when he says that?
I think he's full of it.
And how do you feel about him saying that?
The baby was full of it. Well, because cool. I had to hold her up like Simba in the shower to wash her back off.
Oh, wait. Time's up.
Can you see this?
Time's up, folks. Your time that you paid for is over.
Our therapy time.
Yeah, we'll proceed with this later on. But it's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
And how do you feel about that? Oh, I see. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, Lord. Wow. I'm telling you, you would think you could time that perfectly.
Well, it was your pause, and I thought, okay. You know, I try to be, you know, on time.
Yeah. 1952. When's my therapy session? Is it tomorrow? 1952. First bandstand broadcast in Philadelphia on WFIL-TV.
Bandstand.
And Dick Clark joins in 1955 as a substitute host, later to take it on full-time and forever, basically.
And then nationally.
Nationally, yep. 1959, Pillow Talk, film directed by Michael Gordon, starring Doris Day and Rock Hudson, is first released.
All I do is talk to my pillow.
Talk to my pillow.
Why did I think Elvis was in that movie?
Rock Hudson. Because he looked a little bit like Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah. Was Elvis not supposed to be in that movie,
no,
maybe?
He wasn't. No, Elvis wasn't in Pillow Talk.
I know he wasn't.
You can't recreate history, guys. This is Today in History.
Did he have a similar title movie? I need to look that up. Because for whatever reason, in my mind, Elvis was in Pillow Talk.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. 1968, Motion Picture Association of America adopts a film rating system. And Rupert Murdoch in 1996 launches Fox News. Brandon Brooks standing by, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 7th, 1954. Marian Anderson signed by New York's Metropolitan Opera, becoming the first black opera singer to be hired by the company. October 7th, 1988.
The love of my life. It's a lady named Comedy.
The release of the comedy drama
Punchline,
starring Tom Hanks.
You got that thing.
And Sally Field.
You mean it?
As stand-up comedian.
He believes in me. He thinks I'm funny.
And October 7th, 2003.
I'm not a burger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Elected governor of California.
Let off some steam.
Replacing Gray Davis, who had been recalled by voters.
You're fired.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
Look who's talking.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely, storms still possible. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs get into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. Wet, driving conditions. Good to send you out early this morning. It's flowing a lot better over here on the west side where we had that earlier collision on 40 eastbound where it puddles up pretty good right there with some standing water right near 46th Avenue. Again, that wrecks over to the side. It's building right now through Dixon County headed towards the Kingston Springs area there on I-40 and dealing with some wet driving conditions out there as well. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. There's a big open house this Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Smyrna Fire Hall number 6. That's at 3640 Morton Lane. And that's this Sunday. Oh, don't forget, the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Phone 800-RED-CROSS. There's a free grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro, and it's free. You hear us talking about greenhouse ministries? More and more people are wanting to serve as volunteers, and your help is needed. They are now offering three grief support orientation sessions. As always, the Thursday morning session at 10, and now also Wednesday afternoons at 2, plus another new volunteer orientation session on the last Saturday of each month at noon. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and Dalton, you've been gone a few days, but we had a real issue after the competition.
Uh-huh.
He accused me of being, you know, mad about it.
No, I think you pretty much said you were mad about it, and you had revenge in your heart.
Just because I said revenge.
Therapy session.
We don't have time for this.
Were you actually mad about the competition, or were you upset at the way he reacted?
The way he reacted. I was not upset about the competition. I was accepting defeat. And then what did you say to me live on the air?
In your face!
And he pointed to me. Now, how would you react?
That would hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you feel if somebody said that to you?
I'd probably give the same reaction John did. But this
How do you feel about that?
It's family.
I'm doing
radio.
The therapy here, John. Okay.
All right, here. Let's hear the joke.
Why do the turkeys prefer Androids over iPhones?
I don't know why.
Because they like to go Google, Google.
That was a historically bad dad joke.
That was historically funny.
CBS News Brief. Delays and cancellations piling up at airports as the government shutdown enters its seventh day. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
We are seeing air traffic control staffing issues now several days in a row, often in places that don't typically have staffing issues, like here in Phoenix.
President Trump says he won't let lawsuits in places like Oregon and Illinois stop him from sending in federal troops to tackle crime.
We're going to make Chicago really great again. And we're going to stop this crime. Then we're going to go to another one, and we're going to go city by city. We're going to have safe cities.
Demonstrators in Chicago accuse federal agents of using excessive force. Today marks 2 years since Hamas attack on Israel that killed around 1,200 people. CBS's Deborah Patta from the site of the Nova Music Festival.
The main memorial is being organized by bereaved families and not the government, reflecting deep division over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro is mourning the loss of a beloved community member after a tragic skydiving accident claimed the life of Justin Robert Fuller, also known as Justin Fuller Spidey. The 35-year-old parachute instructor passed away Saturday afternoon near Ashland City Highway in Nashville during a tandem jump. Metro Nashville police say that Fuller and his student became entangled in the aircraft's rigging, resulting in Fuller falling without deploying a parachute. The student, who survived after his emergency chute deployed, was rescued from a tree about 50 feet above ground. Fuller's body was located nearly a mile away later that evening. Fuller, who lived and worked in Murfreesboro, was remembered as a passionate and skilled professional who brought excitement and kindness to many. His passing has left a deep void, especially in the local skydiving community. The FAA is investigating the equipment failure and circumstances surrounding the accident. In another development, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office announced a major breakthrough in a decades-old cold case. Using advanced DNA technology, investigators have identified the victim of a 1978 homicide at Percy Priest Lake as Jesse Lee Williamson. Williamson, born in 1926, was found with multiple gunshot wounds and burn injuries. Although the victim's identity is now known, the case remains unsolved. Authorities are urging anyone with memories or information, even from the 1970s, to contact the sheriff's office. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, streaming on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee, check out the Rutherford Roundup and stay informed. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Good Neighbor Network salutes educators making a difference. The Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering is Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone.
My decision to become an educator stems from my background in the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, and then when I was of age, I started volunteering, and then I started working there when I became of age from that point. But I've just always been involved with youth development.
Cameron, tell us what you like most about working with the kids.
Every day is something new. There's always a new thing to learn from them, as there's something new for them to learn from me. Having that experience with them is just a reward in itself.
And what would you like to do in the future?
I'd like to possibly step into a director role, be in charge of the different things that go on, and ensure that at least I know that my building is doing the best that they can for the children.
Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone is the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at our website.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grain, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Authorities are investigating possible human remains being discovered in a Springfield Creek over the weekend. Police say the remains were found near the Springfield Greenway on Saturday and Sunday, prompting searches from divers and canine cadaver units through Monday. The remains showing significant decomposition have been sent to the state medical examiner for identification. Multiple Robertson County agencies are assisting this investigation. Water service has been restored to South and downtown Knoxville after a major break at the Riverside Drive plant, according to the Knoxville Utilities Board. Some customers may still see low pressure, discolored water, or air in the lines as those repairs continue. The outage earlier Monday impacted the University of Tennessee, local hospitals, and multiple businesses. KUB crews remain on the site, and city officials say they're working to prevent further issues. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A controversial car show that forced a large response from law enforcement in Sevier County over the weekend won't be returning next year, according to new statements from the mayor. Sevierville Mayor Robert Fox said Monday the Slammed Enough Car Show will not be welcomed back to the city after the final day of the event was canceled over the weekend. The city canceled that event during numerous disturbances, safety concerns, and a significant strain on countywide public resources, they say. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48, and for those who didn't get to hear the score of that last dad joke, we've got it here for you now.
Well, John,
your jokes are amazing.
You've invented the thumbs up plus plus as a rating system.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that one a thumbs down minus minus.
Me too.
Quite possibly, and historically, the worst joke he's told.
I got cut off. I said it was funny, but it was so funny because it was so bad.
Your jokes are amazing.
It made me laugh because it was so bad. That was the worst joke you've ever done. I think so.
I genuinely think that was the worst joke you've ever told on the dad joke of the day.
You just have no sense of humor.
In your face! I've been wanting to do that for 3 days.
I only care what the listening audience thinks.
And what do they think, Brian?
It was wonderful.
Wait, we've got a mic outside. Boo! This guy stinks!
Your jokes are amazing.
That guy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's another thing that makes me mad. He manipulates the board now.
Now?
And that's why he won't give it up. It's a control issue thing.
It's like,
and I hate to keep going back on this, but I think there's a real problem. I really do.
It's like, you know how when they edit reality TV shows, they like make things sound different?
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does with this show.
He manipulates the whole meaning of this show. We don't like you. And you don't like us, but that gets kind of squandered by your manipulation. People think we really love you.
Really, I mean, none of us like each other.
No, we don't even get along. But see, now we're playing happy music, dun, 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 you know, like everything's fine.
Like it makes it all sound like a joke.
Yeah.
I want out. I want out of here.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Especially with these new lights in the studio, it's like, ooh. feel like I'm being abducted.
I saw on Big G TV the other day, it's kind of like a background shot. I don't know how that was done, but I think it was for the round table. But you could see the lights all together. It's pretty impressive.
It's that one right up there above the TV.
It's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. But every time I go to Big G TV, all I see is Rutherford Issues. You know, Rutherford Issues, Rutherford Issues. You know,
Rutherford Issues, round table.
I think I get slighted on the coach's show, too. I do. I really do.
Why?
Because when I look up things, I see Brian talking to that, Danny Brewer talking to this. And then they come to me, there's no sound. I don't understand.
There is.
Well, look at the
that
coach.
Happened once.
The it coach's was... show, the full show.
Well, no, just, or you can look at the show, but look at the interviews that you did and you'll see you.
That happened one time. At the beginning of the season.
Look at the what?
Look at the interviews that you actually...
I can't find them.
...did, and you'll see you
they're
doing
there.
Them.
Just look up the coach. Whatever coach you talk to, it's right there.
I'm not going to look all that. Do all this trouble doing that.
You can scroll through and see them. Their head's there real big.
I'm telling you, you need to come over to the house and let me show you what I'm seeing. It's okay. Weird. It's weird. I don't know what it is. I think it's sabotage is what I think.
I think it's wrong. I don't think that's happening.
There's one that says coach's show.
Yes, that's the full show.
Okay. And then where's the one where you can go to Stewart's Creek and see their coach, all the interviews? Where's that at?
It's a playlist. You can see all the Stewart's Creek interviews.
Where do I find that playlist?
It's on the YouTube channel.
Okay. I think you're going to have to show me sometime because I'm not getting that or I'm not seeing
so
it.
So if you're here, there's a playlist button. And then there's all Middle Tennessee Christian
on your
school.
Computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or your TV.
Or your phone or your TV.
Okay, I'll look that up.
And they're all
because that's
all
really there. Important to have.
No, it's not just the coaches show interviews. The games and stuff are in there too. So
so everything about Siegel is on Siegel.
Yes. So like the game from last Thursday, Stewart's Creek Blackman is in the Stewart's Creek folder and the Blackman folder. You can see them both there, as well as all the coaches show interviews. It's really big.
I just did a commercial for the coaches show,
didn't And there was one week where your audio was not working.
Uh-huh.
But that was week one, and we fixed it by week two. So it happened for half of an interview once.
Am I boring you over there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I'm listening.
He didn't even know what I asked him.
Did you notice that your hat, your American flag hat, matches his American flag headphones? Y'all decided to match today.
Aw. Oh. What are you drinking over there?
This is a white Monster Energy Zero Ultra Zero Sugar with taurine.
That's what your problem is. Hey, time for celebrity birthdays and brought to you by celebrities.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, on this October 7th, Desmond Tutu, our Anglican Archbishop of South Africa, and won the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize winner, was born. 1942, Joy Behar, American actress and comedian of The View. 1952, Vladimir Putin, a Russian politician, president and prime minister, born in Leningrad, Soviet Union. 1959, Simon Cowell, English recording executive and television producer of The X Factor and American Idol, born in London, England. And here's some regular birthdays for you. Let me get my list out.
Oh.
Now, that was a segue. See,
that was good.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Christina Troglin, Marty Luffman, John Trail, Teeny. That's right. Teeny Fitzpatrick. Born in, 66 in 2025. She's 66 years old.
I think that's
we
right.
We don't usually get... their ages. That's nice of her.
Yeah, she told us a few years ago. We've been keeping count.
Well, that was sweet.
Yeah, she's our frequent caller. Calls us every day.
Well, every day.
You do have a heart, after all.
Well.
It's this big.
It grew three sizes that day.
I know somebody's supposed to say something here, but we're out of time. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Wind southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely, storms still possible. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs get into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 70.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
Good morning. An accident in Rutherford County's got traffic pretty slug-o right now as we check it out live on 24 westbound, just past Joby Jackson. Again, it's really struggling through this part of Rutherford County right now on the interstate here on 24 westbound near Joby Jackson. Still, rain is a factor this morning throughout Middle Tennessee. Give yourself extra time. It's still a little bit heavy. 24 east there at the Jolton exit on an earlier problem. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Bill and Ted, the return.
Excellent!
Oh, man. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have gone on three big screen adventures as Bill and Ted since 1988. They're both on Broadway now in the buzzy new play Waiting for Godot. Reeves telling Variety about the potential for a fourth Bill and Ted. Yes and yes, he said. Most excellent indeed.
Hi, we're going back on tour.
Big surprise from Canadian rock legends Rush on Monday. Singer Geddy Lee and guitarist Alex Lifeson announcing they'll tour 5 years after the passing of their drummer Neil Peart. Some of the stops: LA, Mexico City, and here in New York at Madison Square Garden in 2026. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew, and the staff at America's Thrift Stores is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for their successful grand opening, and we welcome them to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Similar process for birthdays. Call or text 615-893-1450 to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Don't forget, today's good neighbor salute is from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour into our community. The Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores out on MLK Junior Boulevard. Don't forget, stop by. Great deals, up to 70% off name brand items, and it's like a new store every day. They have items donated every 15 minutes that just change over the store. So check it out. America's Thrift, 1030 MLK Junior Boulevard.
It's time for the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Government shutdown hits air travel.
The tower is closed due to staffing.
Trump threatens use of Insurrection Act.
We're going to make Chicago really great again.
2 years later in Israel and Gaza.
We do have hope, but after these 2 years, we're very pessimistic.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the government shutdown is now affecting air travelers. Nearly 6,000 flights were delayed yesterday nationwide due to issues with staffers who are not getting paid right now. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The lights are on at the Hollywood Burbank Airport Control Tower, but Monday evening, there was no one home. Air traffic control staffing went to ATC zero, meaning there was no one in the control tower. Pilots were redirected to controllers at other FAA facilities.
Clearance is closed, grounds closed, locals closed, the tower is closed due to staffing.
And flyers felt the impact.
They rerouted us to LAX and they gave us a voucher.
Staffing issues, including sick calls, hit several major airports and ATC centers on day six of the government shutdown, with staffing at some facilities down by 50%. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visited controllers at Newark Airport Monday, warning the shutdown would add more stress to their lives.
Now what they think about as they're controlling our airspace is, do I have to take a second job and drive Uber when I'm already exhausted from doing a job that's already stressful, to think about how I can make extra money because the government may not provide me a paycheck?
CBS's Usher Qureshi reports there's been no let-up in the court battles over the Trump plan to send troops to Chicago as threats and accusations fly.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker Monday laid out his case against President Trump's attempts to send National Guard troops into Chicago, as state prosecutors sued to prevent that, accusing the Trump administration of manufacturing a crisis in the nation's third most populous city.
The only situations that are out of control are certain ICE and Customs Border Patrol officers who are engaged in shocking overreach.
It follows weeks of sweeping immigration raids in parts of Chicago. The president has for months suggested he would consider deploying National Guard members to the city. Citing violent crime rates, local officials say they've been reducing successfully without federal intervention.
It's like a war zone.
To do it, Trump said Monday he might invoke the Insurrection Act, a 19th century law that in some cases allows the president to activate troops to combat acts of rebellion.
If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that.
CBS's Jerika Duncan reports there's now a lawsuit from the alleged victim in the aftermath of a violent confrontation in Indianapolis that has former NFL star Mark Sanchez facing a felony charge.
On Monday, the Marion County Prosecutor's Office upgraded the charges against Sanchez to include a felony, battery resulting in serious bodily injury, which carries up to 6 years in prison.
I was just shocked. I mean, horrified.
Sports writer Gary Myers covered Sanchez for years.
If we were going to make a list of former players that this can potentially happen to, Mark wouldn't even enter my mind.
Correspondent Jan Crawford tells us today the U.S. Supreme Court looks at a Colorado law that's made news.
Colorado is among nearly 20 states that prohibit what's called conversion therapy for minors, or as the law puts it, any practice or treatment that attempts or purports to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. And the issue has divided the lower courts. Colorado says it isn't targeting speech, but instead setting standards of conduct for health professionals.
Today marks 2 years since the Hamas terror attack on Israel that killed around 1,200 people. It comes as negotiations intensify to try to end the war in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata.
A grim milestone here in Israel as the country mourns its dead 2 years on from the Hamas terror attack. There are still 48 hostages in captivity, 20 believed alive. Their families are desperate for a deal as indirect negotiations between Hamas and Israel take place in Egypt. The main memorial is being organized by bereaved families and not the government, reflecting deep division over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership. Many Israelis blame him for failing to bring all the hostages home.
The Vatican has announced the first trip of Pope Leo's papacy. He'll go to Turkey and Lebanon beginning November 27th, 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Three people were critically hurt when a medical helicopter crashed in Sacramento.
Copy. Helicopter crashed on the freeway.
The fire department says the pilot, a nurse, and paramedic were injured. No one on the highway was hurt. Fire Captain Justin Sylvia says one of the injured people was trapped in the wreckage.
That one person that was trapped, the captain immediately sequestered the help of just civilians that were standing around. They were able to lift part of that helicopter out and get that victim out so we could get them loaded into the back of an ambulance and transported off scene.
The CDC has adopted recommendations by a new group of vaccine advisors and has stopped recommending COVID-19 shots. The CDC says people should decide for themselves after discussions with a doctor. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
We're moving away from the recommendation everybody needs a booster every winter. It's more of a individualized, risk-based approach. The catch here is that insurance coverage is also contingent on these recommendations. So some insurance companies could decide no longer to cover COVID vaccinations.
U.S. News and World Report is out with a ranking of the best children's hospitals.
The top hospitals are all over, from CHOP in Philadelphia to Cincinnati Children's to Rady Children's in San Diego to Texas Children's in Houston.
Having a full complement of nurses and other staff that are critical to ensure the safe and effective delivery of care.
Ben Harder with U.S. News and World Report on how they rank.
We want to make sure that patients who use our rankings can count on those hospitals to achieve really good outcomes. That means surviving life-threatening conditions. That means avoiding complications. That means being able to return home and return to school.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
American John Martinez shares the Nobel Prize in Physics with Britain's John Clark and Michel Devoret of France for their discoveries in quantum mechanics. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Hey there, good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms still possible. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs get into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. This accident in Rutherford County's got traffic really a mess out here, actually, on 24 westbound. They crashed right there near Shelbyville Highway there at Highway 231. It's got it backed up and just had a standstill on 24 westbound at Joby Jackson. I mean, it's a mess out here in Rutherford County because of this crash. Showers moving through the area allow yourself extra travel time. It's starting to get heavy now on I-40 westbound coming in from Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area, headed on over into Hermitage, passing Stewart's Ferry Pike. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They walk you through it. It's been my experience. What I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bread.
Well, that's the Wake Up Crew every day on the wrong side of the bread. Welcome into hour number two. Tuesday morning, October 7th, episode 1758 is underway here this morning. It's if you, you know, normally listen, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you hear Dalton, and it's me and John only on Thursday, Friday. That whole schedule with fall break and everything is...
We're throwing it out.
A little wacky. But anyway.
We threw out the checkbox book bag sheet.
Okay. So, it is fall break week, so enjoy that. Hopefully you're out there listening. Let's go to our live listen cam.
We'd like to.
Boo! Brian's joke stinks! Oh, wait.
Well, that one guy.
That's crazy.
That one guy's still out there.
Oh. You think you're funny, don't you?
I don't think I get enough credit on this show for how funny I truly am, actually.
Oh, but there are no egos in the room.
It does take a more serious tone when he's not here. Because our roles in the show all change. I become the funny guy.
Mm.
And then he bounces off of me.
I think you're always funny, John. Mm.
I know.
That was a compliment. You don't know how to take it.
No, I don't.
You haven't received one in 30 years.
I really don't think it was a compliment, really.
No high school football this week, but we'd have...
Wait a minute.
Can we go back to the crowd cam?
One,
just to
two,
hear?
Three. Aww.
The Blue Raiders are playing tomorrow night. 5 o'clock airtime. It's a Wednesday night game as they host Missouri State, so you can get your fill of football this week. You're not doing anything else, right? Fall break. So if you're around here, head on over. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff. And also,
get home early. Home a little early.
Yeah, yeah. Also this weekend, Tennessee hosts Arkansas. Vanderbilt is off after their game last weekend with Alabama, and the Titans are at Las Vegas. Plus, it's Taco Tuesday
Viva
coming up.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt the...
Was he in Pillow Talk?
Pillow Talk.
We're going to have best of shows for you tomorrow and on Friday. We're going to take a couple of days since no coaches show this weekend. Gives us a nice long weekend and be back at it here on Monday. But we will have, we're going to look, it's kind of cool.
We'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Well, yes, what I meant.
I was confused.
I thought I said Thursday, Friday, but Thursday, Friday, long weekend, 4 days. On Thursday, we're going to do the 70s and kind of look back at the 70s. And then on Friday, we're going to look back at the 80s.
Oh, neat.
Mm. So you can get a couple of decades in there. So
didn't we talk about that guy named Bork? What's his name? He does Elvis songs.
Yes. He was on America's Got Talent, right?
Yeah, well, he's been hooked up to my phone all of a sudden. You know, you hit it once and then you hear everything. And I don't want to be sacrilegious here. But really, he has a better voice than Elvis.
Really?
I mean, he doesn't try to be Elvis, really. He just is Elvis. I mean, he's just, you know, he doesn't dress up. He doesn't wear, you know. But his band is so good behind him.
We should see if
it's
he can
do... It's a Danish band, and he does all his stuff in Denmark or whatever. You know?
We should see if he can do a cover of Pillow Talk.
You don't need that. You got me. Pillow talk.
It is. Well, voices have a thing nobody wants to talk about with music. Voices have gotten better because music training and whatever. It's like sports. Sports is better now because we train better.
Well,
right?
when I say that he's better than Elvis, I don't mean that he's a... He's got a better range, I think. Right. A little bit better range than Elvis.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in a ghetto.
And he's not even trying.
Right.
And his mama cries. Because if there's one thing that she don't need,
but his band rocks. I mean, it's... And the girls behind him?
Uh-huh.
People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand.
I mean, he's got a beard. He doesn't
look like Elvis.
He doesn't try to look like Elvis.
No. But he sings all the Elvis songs.
Yeah.
He was on like one of those music.
He was on America's Got Talent, I think.
You got to be looking for that kind of entertainment.
Right.
I mean, still, but I would rather go see him than see somebody dressed up.
Right.
And because to me, part of me goes, I think it's just not right, you know. But don't hold it against them that they do it. But I just, Elvis tribute, their tribute artist, I mean, that's okay. And I would go to Gatlinburg to see somebody or something. But that dude, I'd pay good money to see him.
It was some kind of like... foreign version of like The Voice, because they gave him scores and things like that. This is My Way.
So I fade
the final curtain,
my friend.
And he holds notes out a little longer, but I shouldn't have said it. He's better than Elvis. I just think his range is a little bit better.
Well, but that's to my point. I think music, whether you like the songs as much or not, and you don't have to, right? You don't have to like modern music. Music has gotten better. Technically, music is better.
I think that's what it is, the technology of it.
From a vocal ability, music has gotten better. Recording has gotten better. Like, as technology and training and learning gets better, so is the product. Whether you like it as much as what you had is or not, it's technically better.
And I don't think we give enough credit to the bands that back up these tribute artists. If you've got a good band, you sound better.
Well, this is...
Some don't.
Well, it's like Taron Egerton in the Elton John movie.
Yeah.
He's probably not a better singer than Elton John was in his prime. But the technology that they were able to use and the recording and all of that kind of stuff just made him sound better.
I think
those songs sound better.
I guess that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is the Elvis Matters band that back him up. So...
I mean, that's pretty right there.
No, not me.
I did it my
way.
Say that. He did it his way, yeah. We'll be back with more Elvis Salute. He's played the whole album.
On Taco Tuesday.
Well, that's coming up after we check on sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
A comeback win at Jacksonville for the Jaguars on Monday Night Football, edging Kansas City 31-28 on a touchdown with under 30 seconds left. KC had just taken the lead with under 2 minutes to go. Patrick Mahomes in defeat with one TD run, one touchdown pass, and one key interception that was returned 99 yards for a score by Devin Lloyd. The Chargers are placing first-round running back Omarion Hampton on injured reserve with a bad ankle. Patriots running back Antonio Gibson is out for the year with a torn ACL. Colts kicker Spencer Schrader is out for the season with a torn ACL and MCL. To Major League Baseball, in the division series, Milwaukee leads 2-0 in its best of five after beating the Cubs again 7-3. The Brewers hit 3 homers. The Dodgers are up 2-0 after winning at Philadelphia again 4-3. LA scored 4 in the 7th to save Roki Sasaki.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
22 after 7, Tuesday morning. Glad you are with us here on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. And we're not going to be thrifting right now, but we are going to talk a little food.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
So for this Taco Tuesday, since it's fall break week, I thought it might be interesting to look at the top 10 best U.S. travel destinations for foodies. If you're a foodie, you like to eat food, where might you go? You might be planning some vacations.
Are you a foodie?
No.
I am.
I am. Look at me.
Well, I'm talking about like...
Foodie is like you eat fancy food and you try new stuff and whatever. And he's definitely not that. He's not trying anything new.
He has since you've been with him.
Yeah, because I'm like, let's try this new thing. And he's just...
I think he's become much more varied in his taste.
That is true. It was all bets were off.
All because of you.
Once I got him to try sushi. Then he's like, oh, maybe this boy knows something.
No, that wasn't it. It was cooked. I didn't think that... I thought all sushi was raw for the longest.
But once you tried it...
Yes.
And wound up liking it.
I still don't eat any of the raw stuff.
I do. Sushimi.
Not me.
They've done a study on your stomach, and they're wondering why it's the freak of nature.
Apparently, this is the top 10, so we'll start at 10, the Napa Valley.
What are we doing?
These are top 10 vacation spots to go if you want to eat, if you're a foodie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not just a place to drink great wine. The food scene is top notch, apparently, in the Napa Valley. So they come in at number 10. Number 9, it's kind of why I wanted to do this list. Nashville is number 9 on this list.
Get you some hot chicken.
Hot chicken, signature meal, of course, but there are also other southern foods. You know, like street corn apparently was something that was started here in the Middle Tennessee area, and I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I do wish we've got one pretty good hot chicken spot in Murfreesboro, but I wish we had just a real good Nashville hot chicken spot. And maybe we do, and I just don't know about it. But I love Nashville hot chicken.
No, we don't. And what's the big spot in Nashville?
Hattie B's.
Yeah.
Party Foul used to have really good hot chicken. Hangry Joe's is good, but Party Foul's closed, and Hangry Joe's is really the only spot I can think of that's got really good Nashville hot chicken.
I know KFC tried it for a while.
Well,
it was pretty good.
Here's a little tip if you're ordering hot chicken. If it comes as a sauce, it's probably not very good. It's not like real Nashville hot chicken.
because the sauce makes it, right. Not the spices,
yeah.
I guess. Well, another place worth visiting is Miami Beach restaurants. All kinds of delicious cuisines in Miami. This person had a delicious Mexican meal there, they said. But you can get seafood, that kind of thing there.
Seafood and Mexican food go hand in hand, I think.
Apparently.
Nice fish tacos, that kind of thing. Real good.
Chicago restaurants. Why would you go to Chicago? The deep dish pizza.
Yep.
I don't know that I've had a true Chicago deep dish pizza before.
I don't know that I have either. Bona Beef is supposed to be introducing personal pizzas at some point. Get one there.
Will they be the Chicago deep dish?
I'd assume so. It's a Chicago restaurant.
Yeah, maybe so. Portland, Oregon is...
is that Elvis singing Pillow Talk coming from John's phone?
You can take a self-guided donut tour in Portland, Oregon.
Now, that's something I'd be interested in.
Yeah. So they have several donut shops there, apparently. Number five on the list, Charleston, South Carolina.
What's seafood, in Charleston?
Seafood dishes. It's right on the coast.
It's a great town.
And traditional southern dishes. Shrimp and grits was kind of invented there in Charleston, South Carolina.
I love me some shrimp and grits.
I think you'd really like Charleston, really. You got whatever you want. Beach, food. I mean, it's a nice town.
That's it. That's all I want.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
San Francisco comes in at number four, known for amazing cuisine from local markets to fine dining. So you've got Chinatown. You have the ferry buildings there, apparently, and lots of good food variety. Number three, and this shocked me, Atlanta.
When we went, me and Megan, we did a vacation to Atlanta for our anniversary a couple years ago. And the food there, I mean, it's like you can go to all different kinds of places and all like quality restaurants.
Well, that's what they were saying. Korean, Italian, Indian, Middle Eastern steakhouses, you name it. You can get Southern foods in Atlanta, just whatever you want, really. Yeah.
You have to know where to go, but it's good.
And now you can just look that stuff up. You can Google it, figure out what you're going to go get for dinner.
Number two coming in is New York City. Just variety, bagels, cheesecake, hot dogs, you know, a lot of things that New York is known for. And number one, New Orleans.
Ah, yeah.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Never been to New Orleans.
I haven't either.
I never like really Cajun wanted food, to. Though. Yeah.
You know, crawfish etouffee, gumbo, bread pudding, baguettes, all kinds of things.
We didn't say any of that in a Cajun accent.
No. I have no Cajun action. 728.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 PM. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our Tuesday continues on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. It is October the 7th. It's episode 1758.
And happy birthday today to Christina Troglin, Marty Luffman, John Trail, and Teeny Fitzpatrick, who's 66 today.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these wonderful folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number to call or text. Even easier than that, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, your time's running out, so go ahead and get those into us this morning. And while you're out and about today, you might want to head over to America's Thrift Store, now open at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You're going to find great deals, one-of-a-kind finds, name brand items, all at very low prices. America's Thrift Stores and your donations help Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely, storms still possible. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs get into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 70.
Good morning. Still working this truck wreck out here in Rutherford County right now. It's been a mess out here on 24 westbound at Highway 231 Shelbyville Highway. Again, trying to clean this up, get things moving through here in this part of Rutherford County. Slowing down now, 65 south at Trinity Lane. It continues to build down I-40 westbound as you work your way out of the Wilson County area, especially the Lebanon area, starting to get heavy as well, headed towards Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Federal efforts to combat violent crime in Memphis are showing early signs of success following a sweeping operation launched this summer. Operation Viper, a multi-agency initiative led by the FBI and supported by 13 federal agencies, including the DEA, U.S. Marshals, and the Tennessee National Guard, resulted in over 500 arrests and more than 100 federal indictments. Senator Marsha Blackburn praised the operation, noting a significant drop in major violent crimes and property crimes across the city, although firearm use remains a concern. The initiative was followed by the formation of the Memphis Safe Task Force and additional support from the Trump administration through an executive order. Officials believe the task force is empowering local police, who are currently short-staffed, to more effectively target gang violence and repeat offenders. Blackburn continues to push for stricter federal policies to ensure violent criminals remain behind bars. Meanwhile, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is calling for an expansion of the Education Freedom Scholarship Program in the upcoming state budget. The voucher system, which launched earlier this year, has already seen overwhelming demand, with nearly 42,000 families applying for just 20,000 slots. Though many scholarships were awarded in urban and affluent areas, lawmakers like Representative William Slater argued that the program offers vital education choices for families across income levels. Critics, including Representative John Ray Clemens, argued that expansion lacks transparency and data, calling it fiscally irresponsible. The impact of these proposals could influence future education access for families in Rutherford County as state leaders weigh the cost and reach of the program. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Need to send out professional mailings without the hassle? Franklin's Printworks makes it easy with print-to-mail service.
That is directly in our wheelhouse. We have our own in-house mail department, so we can design something, print it, and send it out under our bulk mail adhesia. Save you a lot on postage. You don't even have to touch it.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says from postcards and newsletters to invoices, bulk mailings, design, printing, and direct mail, they handle it all.
It's a pretty quick turnaround and very cost-efficient.
Your message delivered with Franklin's Printworks.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on a Tuesday morning. And this is where we usually bring you Taco Tuesday Part 2.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Part 2.
I think he's lost his mind.
I do too. I do.
Quite frankly. Well, I had a lovely experience this week at the old staple, Cracker Barrel.
Mmm.
And I get what people were saying. Cracker Barrel's gone soft.
Oh.
And here's why I say that. I sit down at Cracker Barrel and I pull out the little game. You know the little game where you move the pegs?
Yeah. You know?
There's no more ignoramus on there?
It used to say like, oh, you left three more? You're an idiot. You're the dumbest person who's ever walked the face of planet Earth. You remember? Like it used to talk to you like that. Now it says... if you left three or more, no need to be sad. Try again.
Oh.
I was like, Cracker Barrel's gone woke. They've gone soft. But the food was wonderful. They have fried pickles now.
There's no ignoramus on there
no,
anymore?
No, it says, no need to feel bad. Try again.
I used to hate those boards. I used to hate them.
Well, it's nice to pass the time, but...
But there's some people that just know how to do it just real quick, and they irritate me, you know. But
that's like the Rubik's Cube.
I don't really remember a sound that it would tell you that.
But it was on the bottom of the thing. Like it was like, oh, you got one, you're a genius. You left two,
okay.
You're pretty smart, but you're a little dumb. And then the third one was like, you're an idiot. You're so stupid. You should just go home right now. I think it said ignoramus.
It just said ignoramus.
It just didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings anymore.
Yeah, but that was funny. But we did. We got some fried pickles as an appetizer, and they were delicious. Food was great. Just like... Like
was this
changed.
On your dinner date you
yes.
normally do?
Yeah, Megan wanted to hit Cracker Barrel. Everybody was talking about it, so she wanted to go.
Did you go to the one on Church Street or the one?
The one on Thompson Lane, near the Target.
Chaffin Place.
I got a little bone to pick with you, Brian.
Oh, great.
Yeah. On the last Rutherford Issues last week, I believe it was, I think Friday's show, you were talking about all these places that this one restaurant is located at that you all go eat at. And you never mentioned the location on Church Street. Why is that? Why is it you never mentioned Church Street?
I don't know.
The Panda. Yeah, you know.
He probably didn't even know there was a Panda Express on Church Street.
I was giving the example of when I go.
It's on Memorial. And then the lady, who did a great job, by the way, said, isn't there another one? You said, yeah, it's on 04 Parkway or something like that, or no, Thompson Lane.
She was trying to come
Thompson
up
Lane.
With that one. That was
but
the original.
But you never mentioned the Church Street where I live, the area that I live in. Why is that? There seemed to be a prejudice. But anyway, go ahead. It's time for the snack food report.
Is it? You don't have anything for Taco Tuesday?
No.
Are you speechless after that?
I don't have anything nice to say.
Wow.
There's a really good Chinese restaurant across the street from that Panda Express. In that Kroger shopping center.
Yeah, Walk and Roll. Yeah. China Walk is really good over there by my place, out there by my house.
Lemongrass Sushi is over there, off Church Street. Lots of great Asian food over on Church Street.
Have you ever
noticed
that really the good restaurants are sometimes in those little strip malls behind the bigger stuff? Yeah.
Lots of great places to eat over there. What was the place we went? The Bowl Place on Church Street. I can't remember it now.
I don't either.
It's a grill. You take it's stir fry. You make your bowl and then they
Where
grill
was
it up
at?
For you. It's on Church Street.
It's kind of like Genghis Grill used to be.
Just
but
like yeah, but the food was really really good. And now I can't remember what it's called. I've been like four times. It's so good. Man,
is it over there by the shoe place?
It's right next to Daylight Donuts.
Oh, okay.
It's in that exact. It's in the same shopping center.
I'll look it up. I'll go by there and find out for you.
But it's really, really good. If you like that kind of like you, they give you a bowl and you pile all your food in it, and then they grill it for you, and bring it to your table. And their fried rice is incredible.
Hmm.
So,
no time for the snack food report, is there?
30 seconds. You got
I got a few things. Yeah, we've got General Mills. They rolled out their new Stranger Things edition of Fruit by the Foot. Hostess has new Donettes, Apple Cinnamon Fritter, Pop and Soul, Nuts.com. They have lots of new peanut flavors coming out. Lots of new little snack foods hitting shelves.
I'm going to take you out to Church Street and introduce you to some restaurants, too, by
the way.
I've
been working on it.
Okay.
We've been working on it.
It's just not my side of town. You don't know what's on Memorial, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on over.
See you next segment.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap up our Tuesday Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Fall break week continues. We've got tomorrow and then a couple of best of shows I think you will enjoy thoroughly coming up later on in the week. Episode 1758 in the books and powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They partner with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds. Our friends at MTE, proudly serving our community since 1936. Today, our friends at America's Thrift Store, the staff there are the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for their successful grand opening, and we welcome them to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Store, the Ryan Flowers, WGNS, Good Neighbor of the Day. Don't forget Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts. South Academy, if you're looking for a great way to say I love you to your special someone with flowers or gifts, they can help you out with all of that and get some great coffee as well on South Academy Street. Today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You're really going to do this?
Yeah.
The first ever.
Why does the turkey
down minus?
Why does the whatever? Why does the turkey prefer Android over iPhone?
I don't know why.
Because he likes to go Google.
Replay.
I mean, the first ever. What was it? Double thumbs down minus.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. That was a rough one.
It did. It kind of stunk.
Yeah. The studio hasn't smelled the same since.
It'll get better when you leave.
I'd like to say really quickly, I could not remember the name of Golden Grill, Mongolian and Japanese cuisine a moment ago.
What have we learned today?
Just a moment ago, I couldn't remember the name of Golden Grill, Mongolian and Japanese cuisine on Church Street, but it is very, very good.
Behind Daylight Donuts.
It's in the same. It's next door. Next door to Daylight Donuts.
Okay.
You can go and then leave and get yourself a donut if you're there before 2 when they close.
They close at two in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Oh, they're just in the open for lunch.
Just the breakfast and lunch.
The donut place.
Yeah. Daylight Donuts closes at two. But yeah, they're.
I haven't had a Daylight Donut. It is pretty good.
I've heard it's good. I haven't been.
Yeah.
Because every time we leave Golden Grill, they're closed already. But it's very good. Get the fried rice. The noodles are good too, but the fried rice is out of this world.
Is that an after? Is that a after church thing? Or
we've been once after church. Me and Megan have been once, just the two of us, and then I went.
You mean you went somewhere after church and didn't take Dad?
No, we went on just the two of us.
Oh, on a Saturday or something.
Three of us, yeah.
I need to apologize to you too, Brian. Hmm? I feel like I've been really mean to you this hour. In fact, the whole day.
What else is new?
I can't get out of my mind. In your face. I can't get out of my mind.
And it's been a week.
You know, I'm going to go to church this week, and I'm going to try to get all that bitterness and hate out of my mind.
Go to confession.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
only been to church three times since then. But
every time I look at him now, I see that finger being pointed at me, and it just, I don't know. I'll get over it, though. With a lot of prayer.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
All I came back with was revenge.
Is that why you rated this joke so poorly today?
No, no. No. I can't say that, no.
Okay. Well, on that note, shall we get out of here?
Are you accepting my apology?
Was that an apology?
I must apologize to you.
Yeah, you said I'm sorry.
I still hated the joke, but
you said you were going to go talk to Jesus about it. Yeah. I don't know that an apology can get much better.
I know.
Well, nothing can get much better than our song of the day today.
Okay.
Misrepresented song lyrics from the Beatles.
That'll put you in a good mood.
A lot of people think it's a drug reference to LSD, but it's actually inspired by John Lennon's son's drawing of a classmate. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Eat marshmallow pies.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms still possible. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs get into the 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix on time every